This week, while I was praying with the scriptures, it got me to thinking about what it is that sort of was my God spark in my life. What happened in my life that sort of began or fed my own gift of faith? And I struggled trying to answer that question because I couldn't really think of any one moment in my life where just this epiphany kind of happened, where I just was won over and was willing to just kind of turn myself over to God. And as I thought through it, I recalled how, as a young person, my mother used to drag me to church. Not literally kicking and screaming, but almost. I was one of those kids who rested my head on the pew and my bum on the kneeler and fell asleep. I didn't pay attention in church. I just went because my mother made me. I went all through Catholic school. In Catholic high school, the thought occurred to me that maybe I'm being called to be a priest because I didn't know what else I wanted to do. So I explored that a little bit. But even in my early seminary days, studying to what I thought would be the priesthood, there wasn't anything there that really jumped out at me and said, this is it. This is your epiphany. This is where God is in your life. I eventually left the seminary, wound up getting married, had a child, felt called to the permanent diaconate. In that second seminary experience, nothing happened to me that was sort of a moment like, this is it. This is God in your life. So throughout my life of faith, I've had this gift of faith, but I could never really put my finger on what it is that started it all. What set it off? What set it into motion? And as I was praying with this, I was thinking to myself, why is it that I have such a gift? Because I really, really love this faith. But I don't understand why I have that gift and other people don't. And as I prayed with these scriptures, I thought about this particular story where Magi from the East, we don't know who they are, we don't know how many there were, but these people, seeing a star, were curious enough to investigate what that star may have meant. And so they began seeking. And as they sought, they began to unpeel a little more about what God was up to. And it was in pursuing this star and eventually finding this place where the star led them that they were overjoyed at recognizing God made flesh. The Word becoming flesh, this gift of Jesus Christ, this gift of salvation, a promise that God had made millennia ago and yet had not yet been fulfilled. For these people, their gift was fed by their pursuit of understanding. So it made me think about my own life, and I think if I'm honest with myself, going through my life of faith, there have been moments of laziness. There have been moments of curiosity. There have been moments of pursuit. And that is exactly what I want to challenge each and every one of us to think about as it regards our life of faith. What is it that you are pursuing about God in your life? How does your faith move you? What is your faith moving you toward? Because the interesting thing about this particular story, and my favorite part of the story, is that when these magi discover Jesus and visit him and present their gifts, in a dream they're told not to return to Herod. So in their dream, they recognize what Herod's intent really was. But the most significant line in this gospel, in my opinion, is that these magi went back to their country by another way. What that means to me is that none of us are finished in our epiphany journey. None of us have come to an epiphany that is enough. We have to continue our journey of faith. And each time we think about what our relationship with God is, we should be called to be courageous enough to say to ourselves, I need to go another way. Because none of us are perfect. But it's in the pursuit of faith and the pursuit of understanding who God is in our life through which we are perfected. And so that's what brings us here. Essentially, this moment is our epiphany of faith. This moment is the time when Christ, the Word, really becomes flesh. And the flesh becomes food. This is the time where we don't bring gifts, but we receive the gift of the Eucharist. And as we receive this gift of Eucharist, we need to pray that it strengthens our own giftedness, so that it strengthens us to continually to be courageous and honest in the pursuit of faith, in our pursuit of discovering God over and over and over again, because we need to do that. We can never be finished with our faith. As long as we are on the planet, there is always an opportunity for us to become better. And that's why we come here today. So let it be our prayer and our constant prayer that in prayer, in our relationship with God lived out, we can become better. Let it be our prayer that prayer can change us and make us more like this Word made flesh. Let each epiphany, whether it's the smallest, slightest thing. This morning, I looked out into my backyard and I saw this sparkle in the snow. I saw birds of every kind flittering about at the bird feeder. And there was an epiphany there, because my faith reminded me, God did this. And God did this for me and for us. But it's in those little epiphanies that we have to be convinced to make ourselves better. As we receive the Eucharist this morning, let us be open to God making us better through his gift, that it can strengthen us in our own giftedness.